I'm curious, though. I mean, of course, Iran denies all of this, and it does seem there's so much rhetoric out there right now that, you know, is it possible, Phil, that they're really not involved with any of these things that they are, you know, people are saying that they're involved with, whether it be in Georgia or India or Thailand or the Saudi ambassador?
No, I'm a skeptical analyst, but I wouldn't buy that in a heartbeat. First of all, Iran has a history of assassination operations going back to the post-revolutionary period in the 80s. They were assassinating people in Europe, and this was pretty brazen in European countries that they were trying to build partnerships with. Now we have operations against the Iranians, for example, the Stuxnet operation against their nuclear facilities. You have assassinations of Iranian scientists in Tehran, and then the same techniques, sort of magnetized bombs used to try to kill Israeli diplomats in places like India. And you want to tell me that's not Iran? I don't buy it.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. We appreciate